listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to ya. How about them Panthers? How the heck are you? Miller and Moulton here on the Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Thanks so much for being with us. Final Thursday of May. The Memorial Day weekend can be seen from here as we are over the hump. Top of the morning to you, Mark. How are you?
Doing great, David. Hope you're doing the same. I think we're working now.
Well, I hope
the
so.
The on button.
I hope so. But you know who's working?
Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh, it's his world. The rest of us are just living in it. Man, oh, man. This is going to go down. This is going to be one of those trades they talk about. You know, every sport's got like three or four trades that fans of that sport can just, you know, immediately go to. Well, you know what we need? We need to make one of them Nolan Ryan for Jim Fregosi deals. Doyle Alexander for John Smoltz. That's what we need. Doesn't matter that Doyle Alexander went like 9-0 for the Tigers down the stretch, and they don't win the division without him. Doesn't matter.
You know, a little early today was a day when for you, for those that don't get it. On the network, Mark Langston for Randy Johnson was today in 1989.
See?
They happen all the time.
Yes, they do. Doesn't mean he wasn't a good player.
Nope.
It just means he was only around for a cup of coffee, and the other guy went to the Hall of Fame. But a year ago, Matthew Tkachuk said to the Calgary Flames, I'm not re-signing here. It doesn't matter. I know how much money you want to offer me. I am not staying. So send me wherever you want to send me, you know, and if it's a place that I'm not going to re-sign there either, I'll tell them that. So if you want to get the most for me, you should probably send me to a place where I could see myself re-signing. Florida stepped up, put two pretty good players on the market. And Matthew Tkachuk said, I could do South Florida. Oh, yeah, I could do it. There's no taxes there, right? We're playing golf by like 2 o'clock every day. Damn. Yeah.
Sign okay. me up.
Yeah, I could do that. Uh-huh. Go to the rink in shorts and flip-flops. It's a little different than it was in Calgary. I'm in.
And a goaltender who was a bit lost found himself. And then some.
Wasn't even the starter at the beginning of the playoffs. This is epic. How many guys have won the Conn Smythe and weren't even in the lineup at the first week of the playoffs?
Well, I will say Matthew Tkachuk is giving Bobrovsky a run for his money for the Conn Smythe because they would rather give it to a skater than a goaltender.
That is true.
And the performance that he put on in the conference final is going to elevate his status heading into the Stanley Cup final.
And for just the second time in franchise history, and for the first time in 27 years, hello, the Florida Panthers will skate for Lord Stanley's Cup sometime next week. Could be a while. In fact, it looks like the hockey layover is going to be longer than the basketball layover. And that could be a week if the Heat win tonight. We'll get to them in a moment. By the way, they're back to being like a 37-point underdog again. It's amazing what one half by Jason Tatum has done. People picking the Celtics are going to be the first team to come back from 3-0 down and win in NBA history. Heat are nearly a double-digit underdog tonight. We'll get to that in due time. Hey, you think this has legs? Like, you know, we'll win or lose over the next 2-3 weeks. Okay? The guts of this team's coming back. I mean, hell, Bob's under contract for 3 more years still. I mean, I think they're top. If we were to, you and I, hockey guys, if we were to write down their top five skaters, forwards and defensemen, I think they're all under contract through at least 25, 26. Some are under contract for five more years.
Legs in what way? Meaning in the community that the team has legs, and this is the this has been the 2 year moment, because the President's Cup can't be just pushed to the side because it was a great regular season and it built a lot of momentum for the team. It was just the balloon was burst a lot earlier than they expected. Right. So do you think, are you saying these two, this 2 year run, establishing them as a what?
Well, no longer a punchline, no longer a joke, no longer an assumption that you can show up at 7 o'clock and just walk in and get a ticket.
Oh, I think you'll be able to show up at 7 o'clock next year for every game but opening night and get in.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Well, that's what
this
I'm
asking. This is South Florida. They're fickle fans, man. I mean, Felipe's all on board. He's got the jersey on. That thing will disappear by November. He will have forgotten all about it, and he'll be on to whatever the next thing is. That's the way the South Florida fan mentality is. What's the next thing? If they're good and they continue on at a pace, I think when the playoffs start, I think there'll be some momentum as long as they're in the playoffs.
Tell you what, though, this team's pretty cool. Like, you know, the team that won in their third year of existence, you know, they played that defensive system. And, yeah, the fans embraced it, the whole rat thing. That was really the only cool thing about that Florida Panthers team, quite frankly, was the fans throwing the plastic rats on the ice. It was not an aesthetically pleasing style of hockey. I mean, the Panthers, you know, Roger Nielsen was their coach. He defensively, he was into, you know, it wasn't quite the neutral zone trap, Mark, but you know what I mean. Those Florida Panthers teams wanted to play 2-1 games and – you know, they almost bored you to death. This team's entertaining.
But you are asking if they can become Tampa light.
Yeah, like because, I'm wondering.
Because Tampa's, we've talked about this, and I know we're on in the Tampa market. We haven't been, and you've got your, if you found us, we thank you in the Tampa area. We know you've got your stations that do just Tampa sports 24/7. Well, that's not us, but we get it. I'm a Detroit Red Wing fan. David's a Ranger fan. The Lightning have it going on. That's a legit top, I don't know, top five franchise in the league.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I'm wondering. You know, like, you know, they had their moment early on where they, you know, the early days of the Lightning, they hosted the Flyers, 27,000, you know, and then, you know, they were bad. And then they won the Cup. But unfortunately for them, they won the Cup going into a year-long lockout. And it took them a few years, you know, to get it going again and some high draft picks. And then now, you know, they've been on a hell of a run here. But I'm just wondering, you know, is this – you think this is the beginning of something for the Panthers where it sticks like it did with the Lightning?
I don't. I want to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong. But there's – I mean, this year – hell, you could go to a Miami Heat game halfway through the season and probably get a ticket before the game because they weren't as good in the minute. And that's their team. So it all depends. Miami depends strictly on performance. How good are you? We'll follow you if you're really good. And that's about it.
Well, this spring, they're really good and they're really entertaining. And they are in the Stanley Cup final. Another one-goal win. As dramatic a win that is a non-overtime win, quite frankly, in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They won the game with less than 5 seconds to go in regulation. It tied the latest series winning goal in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs in regulation. This team's got drama. Mark, what are they, 6-7 overtime wins? Okay. 8 straight road wins. Now they're winning games in historic fashion. Think about how the series began. 6th longest game in NHL history. How did it end? Well, as dramatic a regulation goal as we've ever had. Oh, I'll be damned. Florida Panthers. So like script writers are submitting material. They're looking at it. They're going, yeah, we could do that. Ah, okay. That's not crazy.
And Tkachuk brings attitude. I mean, he is, what did Maurice say after the game? You know, he has the ability to score all the goals while completely agitating every person on the other team. Yeah. Something to that effect.
You know, he was asked the, hey, when you had to coach against him, what did you, and he didn't even let the question, he goes, oh, he was a total pain in the ass. What do you think of him now? He's just a great human being. good for them.
Absolutely. Great for them. And David, you know me, what you asked me, I would love to have that tape and have to eat my words on everything I said about that. I want every hockey team to have sold out buildings and great fans. It's a sport I love more than all others. But when you ask me honestly what I think long-term this does for Florida Panthers, I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, quite frankly, the team they beat, I mean, it took a while to stick in Raleigh. You know, you were there and you worked for the organization. I mean, it took a while to stick. You know, they had an early run to the finals. What, like their fifth year in Raleigh, they went to the finals, ironically, with Paul Maurice as head coach. But, you know, and it still didn't really stick, but it's the cement is hardened here in the last 15 years. The first 10 years, it was, the cement was still wet, but it's now hardened in Raleigh. You know, they laid the cement with the Panthers in their first 3 years and people got all excited, but then it got chopped up and they had to relay it. And it's been up until the last couple of years, that cement's wet.
I don't even know about that. The jackhammer came in and destroyed it, David.
Boy, did it ever. And then like, you know, the funding didn't come through. It wasn't repaired.
And it's been a mess.
It's just been yellow tape and orange cones.
But last night, did things change?
Yeah. Just wondering now, is this going to stick? Is the cement going to harden? Or should we just enjoy the next 2 to 3 weeks and then it's back into the witness protection program?
I'd vote for B, but I'm enjoying the run while it's happening. Miller and Moulton. We'll talk NHL with Mike Kelly in the 8 o'clock hour. Starting 5, 25 minutes away right here on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes after the hour, Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Place your bets on the Dolphins. Get them in now. FAU, Miami Hurricanes, men's basketball. Miami Hurricanes, women's basketball, for that matter. They went to the Elite Eight. Done that before. Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals as an 8 seed. Down 3-1 in the first round and in overtime of game 5. That's how to the brink they were. And the Heat, 1 win away from the NBA Finals. Might as well place your bets on the Dolphins now, baby. This is happening. It's a South Florida year, and the rest of us are just watching it. No?
We'll see. I love your enthusiasm, David. I love how you tie these all together. It has, one has nothing to do with the other.
It does, Mark. It does. Yeah, I've always believed that.
Well, you've believed it, but one has absolutely nothing, positively nothing to do with the other.
Lightning win a Stanley Cup? What do the Buccaneers do? Win a Super Bowl.
Who won the Super Bowl this year?
That would be Kansas City.
How the Royals doing?
Well, that does hurt the theory. Okay. The hypothesis doesn't apply to everything. I'm just saying when you get more than one, once you get to 2, you can get to 17 is what I'm saying. It can all fall into place. Just that once the karma spreads, If it can leave the parking lot, Mark, if it can leave the parking lot and attach itself to another entity, then we're on to something. Then it's like the kids in a daycare and the flu. Eventually, it's coming to your house. Just need that second kid to get sick. Started March Madness, and you know, once that happened, baby, the flu, it was on.
Now I will say, if the Marlins keep playing relatively decent baseball, and all of a sudden we're sitting in August, and the Marlins are, I don't know, 6-7 games above 500, vying for a wild card spot, you will have me betting on the Dolphins.
There you go. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Marlins tied for second right now, and I think tied for the final playoff spot in the National League, albeit at just 500. But, hey, I read an article the other day in which, you know, every now and then on the show, either you or I, we throw out a theme. Something just for people to chime in, 21,000 on the text line, or chime in on the Twitch chat room. Just, you know, something to just kind of the glue of the show. Just go, we can just keep referring back to this every hour, you know, just get people thinking. And a guy wrote a story in which he said, what's the one game that you'd like to change the result of? And the guy who wrote this story wrote it about the New York Rangers, in which, you know, obviously they have a checkered history in which, you know, they've lost a lot of heartbreakers over the years. And he's like, you could pick one. You could change the result of one game. What would the game be? And the Rangers never lost a game 7 of the finals. You know, a lot of their heartbreaks were actually the round before the finals. But I'm just curious. You know, you've got your teams. You know, is there one game in particular? Like, I'm a really good loser. You know, like, Jerry, I'm a hell of a slouch. You know, I'm a really good loser. But there was, like, one playoff game, one Giants playoff game, that still to this day, when I see the highlight, I'm like, oh, seriously? That's the one that gets me. And I'm just wondering, is there, of the teams you root for, could even be your beloved, you know, college team, Michigan State, is there a game in which you're like, oh man, if really I get to change one, this would be the one I'd change.
Boy, that's tough. I mean, there are a couple games in my head that I'm thinking about, and they all go to Michigan State. Every one of them.
Okay.
There's not one of them that goes to Red Wings or Pistons or Tigers. It all goes right to Michigan State, and it's determining whether I'd want the outcome of the blowout game against Alabama to be turned around and have Sparty have beaten Alabama in the college football playoff.
2015.
Or Izzo one more title.
Mm. Okay.
And probably against North Carolina, because I like them the least of all the teams that they've lost to. Even, you know, right there with Duke.
So, you know, just something for us all to chew on.
But it's a great question. 21,000 is our text line, 21000. If you've never texted the show before, simply have to type in the keyword. It's FSN Radio, all one word. Text that to 21,000, then you are in.
Mine, by the way, for whatever reason, it's one of the few times in which I thought that my team was the better team and lost. I mean, I have a series that I would change the outcome of. All right, the 88 Mets losing to the Dodgers that year. They went 11-1 against them in the regular season and lost the 7-game series to Hershiser, Gibson, and the boys. You know, their lineup was so superior. Their pitching staff was so superior. It's, you know, that's the one series I would change. But, and so if I had to change a game, by the way, it might have been game 4. The Mets were up 2-1. Doc Gooden was on the mound with a 4-2 lead in the 9th. And Socha hit the tying homer against him. And the Mets lost that game in extra innings. Instead of being up 3-1, and they're going to win the series if they're up 3-1, it's 2-2, and Dodgers ended up winning in 7. But So that might be the game, Mark. Because also
that game seven, obviously, because you could change the outcome of game seven and get the result you want for the series.
I could, but Hershiser threw like a three hit shutout and beat him like 7-0. I mean, that to me, I feel as if.
Well, you said change the outcome of a game.
I know.
Who gives a damn if it was 7-0, 1-0, 47-2?
I just feel as if that's. It's true. It falls under the premise of the question. If you were to change the result of a game, I just think you're asking a little bit too much to change the result of like a 7-0 baseball game.
Well, I mean, my first game that I thought of was a blowout.
Okay.
Because that Sparty Alabama game, what did they win? 40-0, something like that?
I mean, it 35 was 35-0, something like that. Yeah. The Derrick Henry team. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, that's all. If there's one game you'd want to change the result of, you only get one, by the way. So think of all the teams you root for. You don't get one per team. You get one. One sports mulligan.
I would say Miami beats UConn in the Final Four because they win that national championship game regardless who they face.
So just this past Final Four, if they beat UConn, because you're thinking, well, we're going to beat San Diego State, we're going to win the title.
San Diego State or FAU, they beat both those teams.
You know, you mentioned the Hurricanes. I'm guessing many Hurricane fans, if that's where you would go, and you wouldn't go Dolphins or another Miami team, but if you went Miami Hurricanes, Mark, don't you think most Hurricane fans would change the outcome of the Ohio State National Championship?
No question.
Yes. Yes.
No question. I wouldn't do that personally because I wasn't that.
Right. You know, were an infant.
I was young, right. Yes.
You know, I'm wondering, you know, like, is there which year for a Dolphin fan are you changing that? You know, is it 90? I think it was 94, the heartbreaking loss at San Diego. The Chargers then go to Pittsburgh and beat Neil O'Donnell and the Steelers and go to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was in Miami that year. They would have played a great 49ers team. But, you know, if you're a Dolphin fan for the Marino days, you know, you'd probably change the Super Bowl against the Niners. But if you didn't because you thought that's too big of an ask.
You don't understand this whole wish thing. I get one wish and I can change whatever I want. But, well, that game was too much of a blowout, so we're going to leave that one alone. I got to find a close game. Let's go back to the drawing board.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
I hope you were with us the last segment because it really personifies the 17 years that Miller and Moulton have done a radio show together. The last segment. I came up with the question.
A great question, by the way. A terrific question.
Not an original one. I read a story, and I just took their question and used it.
R&D.
Right. You got 4 hours. You need R&D. So guy wrote a column recently in the New York Post in which he's a beat writer for a team. And he just said, hey, if you're a fan of this team, you could change one game's outcome. Which would it be? Ooh. So I ask all of you, 21,000 on the text line, Twitch chat room, you can change the outcome of one game. Which one would it be? And not one game per team, by the way. Not all your teams that you root for. You root for one, you root for five, whatever. You can only change the outcome of one game. That seems pretty, you know, there's nothing complicated about that question, right?
No, and actually, it would seem to be impossible to have a wrong answer to that question.
So then I, the person who brought the question up, then said, well, wait a minute. You can't turn a blowout into a win. I mean, come on. That's not right. The game's got to at least be competitive. Which point Mark basically read me my own question back to me and said, I'm sorry, where here does it say comma, but the game must be close, comma. Just, I didn't hear that. So you're right. I know. Eeyore, I know you're right.
Time for
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's The Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
Keep the text coming, 21,000 the number. Loving all the stuff you're sending in so far of the game you're changing.
Quick sidebar before the starting five, because obviously we're starting with the Panthers. They're going to the finals. Don't you think, though, it's a little greedy if you're like a TCU fan and you go, I'd like to change the outcome of the national championship game? I mean, Georgia beat you 317-3. I mean, don't you think that's a greedy ask?
You can change the outcome of one game. Is that the question? Yes or no?
The Carolina Hurricanes might want to change the outcome last night. Matthew Tkachuk scored the game winner with 5 seconds left in regulation on the power play. A dubious penalty called also in the final.
Wow. With what they called and didn't call, that was a...
Yeah, the Panthers got a break, took advantage of it. Bobrovsky with 36 saves. Panthers 4-3 over Carolina. They sweep the Canes. They advance to the finals for the first time in 27 years. Who will they play? In all likelihood, Las Vegas. The Golden Knights are up 3-0 on Dallas. They have a chance to sweep that series tonight in Big D. And the Stars will be without their captain, Jamie Benn, suspended 2 games for a dirty play and hit on Vegas captain Mark Stone early in game 3.
And he's acting like it's unfortunate play. I fell on him and that's where my stick landed. What?
No, you saw him on the ice and you went down. You bent down and you're a big man. You bent down 6 feet and cross-checked him in the head. No, it was a dirty play, dude. And you're not known as a dirty player. But you had an out-of-body experience. For the NHL to suspend you 2 games in the playoffs, it was a dirty play. Felonies get a game. Please. The Heat can join the Panthers in the finals tonight. 1 8-seed joining another. The poll question that's been out there for weeks, which run by an 8-seed is more remarkable, the Panthers or the Heat? Panthers got their 12th win in the playoffs last night. Can the Heat get number 12 tonight? In Boston, up 3-1 on the Celtics. They're an 8.5-point underdog. That's okay. They were an 8.5-point underdog game 1, 9.5-point underdog game 2. Here's the other thing. In the last 7 home Celtics playoff games, you know how many they've won? 2. They're 4-5 at home in the playoffs, and they won their first 2 at home against Atlanta. They've lost 5 of their last 7. They've lost 12 of their last 22 at home in the playoffs. They do not have a home court advantage in this sterile, generic arena. This ain't the Garden, if you know what I mean. NBA Finals, by the way, no matter what happens tonight, begin a week from tonight, June 1st. It looks as if the Stanley Cup Finals are not going to begin till the week from Saturday, June 3rd. Damn.
I did read something that said they could move them up if it ends tonight. Basically it said subject to availability, you know. So we'll see if Vegas closes out tonight, if the NHL makes a smart move and moves the Stanley Cup Finals up.
I would love for them to move it up to like Wednesday of next week, Tuesday or Wednesday. It's going to start in Vegas because they have home ice. The NBA Finals will be Thursday, Sunday next week. If I'm the NHL, I want to kind of maneuver around that. I also want to beat them to the punch. I'd like to play game 1 before they play game 1, but that's me. One other basketball note, really, too. Did you see the police conducted a home welfare check on Ja Morant yesterday?
Yes, I did.
So Morant sent out a series of tweets, told his father he loved him, his mother he loved him, and his daughter that he loved her. And then he sent out a tweet that said, bye. And his family thought he was going to kill himself. So they called the authorities and said, could you go over to his house like now? They knocked on the door. He apparently was sitting in the living room watching TV. They said, what's this tweet all about? He said, I'm just taking a break from Twitter. Go, well, your family thought you were going to kill yourself. Oh, okay. So hopefully, you know, it was just a misunderstanding. Oh, by the way, the guy who was running the LA Clippers left to go run the Washington Wizards. That's an interesting career move. He got a promotion and a raise and all that, but, you know, he goes from GM to president, but still. That's, you're getting a new arena in L.A. It's L.A. Anyway.
He's done with Kawhi.
Yeah, it's just Kawhi, Paul George.
Tired of it.
I'm out of here. Neither one of them can stay healthy. I'll deal with Bradley Beal. At least it's only one problem. So they're going to play the Florida-Georgia game for another 2 years in Jacksonville. Both sides picked up the two-year option. So it'll be this year in 24 and 25. If you read the comments from both ADs, Scott Strickland and Florida are basically like, yeah, we'll never move the game, ever. And the Georgia AD's like, beginning in 2026, maybe we can work something out. We know Kirby wants on campus. It sounds like, Mark, everybody, including Kirby, has realized financially he ain't going to get home and home. They just lose too many millions. But Georgia wants, apparently, the neutral site game every other year to be in Atlanta. They're kind of like, listen, we come to you 1 year. How about you come near us the next? And if you think about it, Mark, if you take the back roads from Gainesville to Jacksonville, it's about an hour and a half. Well, how far is it from Atlanta to Athens?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah. So I wonder if beginning in 26, you know, I know Jacksonville's got repairs to the stadium, so maybe it takes a couple years. Maybe they do home and home for 2 years. And then I wonder, Mark, if this is going to remain a neutral field series, but it's going to be Jacksonville 1 year, Atlanta the next. Georgia seems to want to change this. And this, to me, Mark, is how the AD and the president can appease Kirby in some way.
Yeah, just is Atlanta going to buck up the same way Jacksonville does to pay for everything and hand these teams significant dollars?
Significant. Baseball. Shane McClanahan's 8-0. Seven innings, one-run ball. They beat Toronto 7-3 before 8,699. Final game of the series is at 1 o'clock today. Orioles scored 8 in the 7th to beat the Yankees 9-6. They're 3 back of the Rays. Yankees fall 6 back. Ohtani and Trout both homered. They've done that like 26 times. Angels sweep the Red Sox 7-3. Marlins held Colorado to, just 2 runs. Alcantara picked up his second win of the year. Pitched 6 good innings. Jury Jurio with 4 hits. Marlins back at 500. 25-25. They beat Colorado 10-2. Ozzie Albies with a walk-off in the 9th. Braves 4-3 over the Dodgers. Marcus Stroman, 8 terrific innings for the Cubs. They double up the Mets 4-2. Mets fall back to 500. Trey Turner, who has been lousy. Even he says he's been lousy. Hit a tying 2-run homer in the 9th. Phillies won it in 10 over Arizona 6-5. Washington scored 4 in the 2nd to beat the Padres 5-3. Texas with 3 in the 1st to beat Pittsburgh 3-2. You know the Texas Rangers have the 3rd best record in baseball?
Do you know the Padres suck and have about a $300 million payroll?
I'm aware of that, and they're certainly aware of that in San Diego.
Yeah, that manager could be fired.
That's the entire season sold out, however.
But I understand.
Okay. Usually people get a little more rope when that's the case, but it's a good point by you. White Sox 6-0 over Cleveland. They scored 5 in the 4th. Twins, Joe Ryan 7-1. They beat San Francisco 7-1. Milwaukee, second straight shutout of Houston 4-0. Cincinnati 10-3 over St. Louis. Detroit 6-4 over Kansas City. And Mark, the Oakland A's lost again. They are 10-41. Their winning percentage is below 200. No team 50-plus games into the season has had a winning percentage below 200 since the 1932 Red Sox. 91 years you've got to go to have a team this bad at this point of the season. 10-41. That's the bad news. Good news? Looks like the A's have a deal in Vegas. The county and the state and the A's say they've reached a tentative agreement. $300 to $400 million of public money. They'll vote on it in the next week and a half. And if they don't get the vote in the next week and a half, they're going to do a special session. The governor, the county officials, they all want to do this. So it looks as if the A's are getting their 30,000 seat dome stadium ready for, I think it's 2027. So what will be interesting is they have a lease in Oakland through next year, but in 25 and 26, they got to find a place to play. College baseball, the Gators with four in the bottom of the 11th to beat Alabama 7-6. Top 10 matchup in the SEC tournament today, Florida and Vandy in the winner's bracket. How about that? JU a winner, Stetson a loser in the A-Sun tournament. FAU a loser, FAMU a winner, Bethune a loser in college baseball. Canes and NC State to start the ACC tournament today. Remember the punt god, Matt Araiza?
Yes.
Cleared of all
right.
Anything. So he's working out for the Jets. Remember, he was drafted by the Bills. Steelers signed linebacker defensive end Marcus Golden. Steelers have made a lot of nice, low-priced veteran signings this year to provide depth at positions where they've needed it. Don't sleep on the Steelers. Washington tight end Armani Rogers tore his Achilles in a non-contact drill yesterday. He's likely out for the year. Colonial gets underway today. And that PGA club pro, Michael Block, he's in the field.
Let's see if he makes it to Saturday. This will be interesting to see how he plays there.
Yeah.
Because now there's expectations for the guy, even though there shouldn't be.
And the ACC officially announced that they're going to share their revenue differently, but they're not going to do it for another year. They'll do it beginning with the college football playoff year when it expands to 12. And basically, it's going to be by merit. Like, if your team wins, you get more money. And if it doesn't win, well, you get less. Does anybody think that's going to keep Florida State and Clemson in the ACC? No. But 7 minutes before the hour, that was
the starting five here on Miller and Moulton. Mike Kelly will join us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk National Hockey League and the Panthers and the Western Conference final as Vegas looks to close out Dallas. We ask you the question, if you could change one game for your team in the history of their franchise, what game would you change? We'll take your text answers next.